Yes, indeed, we will keep living the dream of living in that perfect world. Hello, Mark Congleton here. Glad to be back in the saddle again, although very briefly, for this special edition of the Daily Perspective. Now, today will not be the traditional hour-long version. I've just been going stir-crazy and finally managed to get into the studio. And I just wanted to get caught up with you for just a few moments here, because we've really been out of touch for a while. So let's spend, the next 4 minutes or so just catching up. What a time to pick to have total knee replacement surgery. I mean, the things that have happened while I've been out of pocket, the ongoing drama that is the government shutdown, the partial government shutdown. And let me just say that if you really believe anything important, truly important in government has been shut down and is not functioning, then you're not really paying attention. The manipulation, politically speaking, by the Democrats of what's going on. Wow, we had kids from a Catholic school, a Catholic high school, who went to the March for Life. A bunch of kids who were pro-life at the March for Life who bought Make America Great Again hats at souvenir outlets in Washington, D.C., and wore them as they waited for their bus, and were chanting, they were doing high school spirit chants, and some nutcase with a drum shows up and gets in their faces, but not before a bunch of black Hebrew Israelites. By the way, you need to look that crowd up. They are nuts. They're just nuts. They are a religion based completely on hatred of everything else but themselves. And so that's always going to work out well for you, by the way. Just as a heads up, if you're looking for a way to live your life, go for that, because you're never, ever, ever going to be happy with anything or anyone. So there you have it. And they show up, and then Mr. Joe Bangadrum shows up. I'm just not going to mention his name right now. We'll get into it when I finally get into a full episode of the show. But he shows up, and he proceeds to get in the faces in the face of one of these kids. And then when he's interviewed about it later, his story doesn't match what really happens. And then when he's interviewed again, his story doesn't match his first story. And so on and so forth. And the more we learn about this guy, the dirtier he really is. So that happened while I was out of pocket. Wow. But I have had an interesting adventure in the world of medicine. And, it's something that you realize, that you mentally acknowledge, but you don't really know is going on until you experience it firsthand. And that is that today, medicine is run by the insurance companies. You and I both know this. You nod your head. Yep, that's true. Terrible thing. It's true. Well, it is true. And it is a terrible thing, because I actually found myself in a hospital bed telling people, no, I'm not going to go home until I've had some rehab that I am happy with. And I don't care what Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to pay or not going to pay. I'm better off than I look. So I'm prepared to pay for it. And it took them 2 whole days before somebody finally said, oh, well, all right then. So I was basically 2 days behind on my rehab. And I think I'm paying for it right now. At any rate, it was just a crazy, crazy situation. But I am getting better. I had a rehab visit, an in-home rehab visit yesterday, and they were very impressed with how mobile I actually am. My doctor has signed off and allowing me to drive, which means now I can get to the studio and have a good time. And it also means that I'm now no longer in the realm of home health care, and I have to move to outpatient health care. Rehab, that is. You just need to go look this stuff up if you want to know more. I mean, I'm no longer in the realm of somebody coming to my house and walking me through my exercises to make sure I'm stretching and moving my joint the way I'm supposed to and making the right progress. Now I go to a facility where they have machines and they can move my progress along even more rapidly, which is a good thing, because I really do want to get out and about more. I honestly, just between you and me and the sleeping dog behind me, I'm going stir crazy. So I'm going stir crazy because trust me, the house is a whole lot better than the hospital, but I'm still going stir crazy. So I'm at that point now where I can drive, I can go to outpatient care, I can do do many things, but I'm still not completely up to speed yet. I wear out really, really fast. It doesn't take long for me to hit the end of my rope. And that's just the nature of major surgery. Anytime you've have major surgery, your body demands every ounce of energy it can suck away from everything to apply to healing what's going on in your body. So that's what's happening now. So I can get going for a little while and feel real good about things. But before long, I'm ready to go sit down someplace and take a nap. In fact, when I get through doing this, I'll probably clear out of the studio and go find something soft and nap quickly. But that's where I am right now, and that's kind of what I've been going through. I don't want to get any gruesome details, but just for your own edification and education, you should go to YouTube and look up total knee replacement and just see what this little gray duck has been through, because it's not pretty. And then afterwards, the reason it takes so long to get back on your feet, when you see what they do to you in the surgery, it makes perfect sense why it takes so long to get back on your feet again and get back in the swing of things, because it's pretty violent stuff. I had a guy, one of the rehab specialists at the hospital said, you know, basically total knee replacement is carpentry. They use saws and hammers and things like that on you. I said, you know, you're right. I've seen the video. You're absolutely right. And then I had another nurse confirm that she had actually been in the OR during a total knee replacement surgery and looked down on the table, and you would expect to see Stryker brand or other recognized medical instrument provider or maker brand tools there. But what she saw was DeWalt. So I have a feeling that they operated on me using tools from Lowe's. Oh, man. But that's about the size of it so far. I just wanted to take a few minutes to step back into the saddle and get behind the mic, since I'm mobile now. I can actually do things that I couldn't do before. I wanted to just touch base with you and let you know I'm alive and well, aside from me making little wacky comments on social media from time to time. So I'm here. I'm mobile. I'm going to be more involved. I'm going to be getting back in the saddle and doing podcasts again. The regular scheduling of podcasts is still sort of up in the air, because just as soon as I got into what was looking like I could a predictable routine with home health care, my doctor said, yeah, let's move you on. And so now I've got to go through setting up a predictable and regular schedule with outpatient therapy. So once I have that sort of on the calendar and I know exactly when I'm going to be going, then I can set up a schedule and get to the studio and do this on a regular basis. And a great deal of my time also is spent with being spent with exercise routines and such. So that's carving into my time that I do prep with. We'll just see how it all balances out. Okay, all right. But that's the size of it. That's what's happening right now. And I got to tell you, it's a crazy road. It hurts. But I'm making progress, and I'm making pretty rapid progress, and I'm happy about that. And that means that happy, rapid progress will get me back in here on a regular basis in the very near future. And that's really all I had to say for today. I just wanted to touch base and let you know where I am and what's been happening. So that's it. We'll see you again soon. God bless. Ain't no living in a perfect